sturdy. I would have preferred studly, but we'll go with that.
How you doing, guys?
You got to earn studly.
Hey, John John, how are you?
Every day.
Great, guys, great.
9-2. Brother Wright won it last night. Big time for the Giants.
Did you go to the game?
Nope.
No, I didn't.
I had a date with 24.
Uh-huh. I had to run home and watch 24, fast forward through the commercials, and still get some sleep.
And Andy Jordan from our news department had a date with Evan Hansen, the editor-in-chief of Wired News. That's a big story we'll be covering this morning, right, John?
I tell you what, Andy does some great work for us, and he got a hold of these documents from Wired right away as soon as they came out yesterday afternoon. So we will be all over the story until we discover the culprits.
AT&T has a secret room.
Oh, it's the stuff of 24 kind, isn't it?
It is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you may end up on a Chinese cruise ship. Don't forget that. And then P.J. Corcoran's coming in this morning to share with us all of the research he does on what happens in the low and the high and to the mighty and the great.
And Debbie Durst will be here to talk about the Giants. 7 games in a row with less than 3 runs earned in each game.
Getting some pitching. John Russo, Oakland City Attorney, will be joining us. He's also a candidate for the Assembly in the 16th District. And Debbie Durst, yes, indeed, we'll be talking to her about the Giants.
There's so much to cover. Just so much to cover.
We might
Al Gore and Bush are squaring off on who's more moral, one or the other.
Yeah, we might even run long. We might break into Al Franken today. There's just so much.
They're going to talk until they have nothing left to say.
You take it easy, Chad. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Okay, guys. That's the Progressive News Hour for this day. We have more news and downloadable audio and lots of stuff for you to podcast to 24/7 at our website quakeradio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station. We're broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE Oakland, San Francisco, 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News as we look at the upcoming June 6th primary election.
There are a number of issues come this June, and there are 8 statewide constitutional officer races that will be on the ballot this June. Governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, controller, treasurer, attorney general, insurance commissioner, and superintendent of public instruction. All of those will be on the ballot this June. And in the governor's race, Democrats Phil Angelides and Steve Wesley look to challenge incumbent Republican governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Democrats Jackie Speier and John Garamendi and Liz Figueroa battle the sole Republican, Tom McClintock, for lieutenant governor. Also on the ballot this June is a U.S. Senate seat up for grabs as Democrat Dianne Feinstein looks to return to the Senate, but she first must defeat Republican Dick Mountjoy.
960 The Quake urges you to register, get out, and vote. For more information, go to quakeradio.com. Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. The last day to register to vote in this election is Monday, May 22nd, so make sure you send in those cards. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Rich, blissful Baskin-Robbins ice cream with a plethora of flavors to choose from. How will you pick the perfect one? Well, here's a tip from an expert.
My advice, blurt out as many flavors as possible in a single breath and see which one you finish with. Of course, that was inaudible, but if you take a closer listen...
Golden Apple Ribbon, Pistachio Almond, Chocolate Fudge, Pralines and Cream, Rocky Road, Nutty Coconut, Vanilla, Mint Chocolate Chip.
Cool, creamy mint chocolate chip. Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing.
Price and participation may vary.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Hello there, it's 7:03. This report brought to you by Panda Express. We'll begin a couple of bridge troubles. Benicia Bridge Toll Plaza, large bus blocking at least one lane. That's southbound up to the Toll Plaza. Bay Bridge, metering lights now on, back up to the 880 overcross. San Mateo, CHP got a call in, a report of a two-car crash on northbound 101 right before Kehoe. They're on their way looking for it. Should be there in a minute. To clarify, Bart's running all trains on time. If you like garlic, you'll love the Panda Chef's new garlic creations of Panda Express. Right now, there are delicious new garlic entrees, like garlic chicken breast with string beans. Try the garlic creations today at a Panda Express near you. AT&T, spying, the National Security Agency. Is it sexy stuff or stuff you should be terrified of? We'll tell you more in the news at the bottom of the hour. Now it's more of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Good morning and welcome. 7:04, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie comes at you live from 7 to 10 right here at Mission Embarcadero, the beautiful Hotel Vitale in our lounge. You're welcome to drop by while we're broadcasting.
And I wish this weather would make up its mind. It should either rain or not rain. This in-between stuff is confusing me for my wardrobe.
You look good.
Yeah, but I can't stay looking good, Will, if I get wet.
Well,
this stuff melts if I get wet.
No, it doesn't. It's wool.
Yes, it does.
It's wool. You never see sheep melted on the hillside?
Oh, you've not seen
them? That'd be awful.
You've not seen them with the umbrellas?
No.
So my mother used to say, you ever seen a cow with an umbrella? What do you mean you can't wear leather in the rain?
It was great at the park last night. Jamie Wright just plowed through those people.
He did a great job.
Yeah.
Did a great job.
We were facing Mulder, you know.
Mark, he's the lead in Giants pitcher now.
Yeah, for wins, yeah.
5-3.
Yeah, with like a 60-90 career record, and suddenly, boom.
But he has an earned run average of almost 5.
I think he likes pitching at Peck Bell.
Well, that's why he's won over all of his games.
Yeah, even when he was with Colorado, he liked pitching at Peck Bell.
Well,
move on Brian Sabian's part.
The newspaper said that he's pitched in 9 games, and he's pitched well enough to win all 9.
Yeah.
That's incredible for a Giant pitcher. But all the Giant pitchers are doing extremely well.
For the last week they have.
The last 7 games or so, what have we won? 6 out of 7?
Yes.
And...
We won 3 against Houston, 2 out of 3 against
versus Dallas,
San Antonio again,
and Detroit versus
Miami. Yeah, which starts tonight. That'll be fun.
That was the same way it was in the East last year. Detroit versus the Heat, and you know now I would guess that Phoenix is probably going to take Dallas. Or would you say?
No, I'll take Dallas.
You would take Dallas?
Yeah.
On this one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then
I think Dallas will go all the way.
Against Detroit?
Uh-huh. I don't think Detroit's going to make it. I think Miami's going to make it. I think Shaq is about to take Ben Wallace to school.
When they shut LeBron James down in the second half, he scored 21 points in the first half.
Yeah.
21 points and 6 in the second half.
Cleveland held on, man, that was exciting. 7 games.
But they should have won the whole thing.
So next year, I guess, Clippers versus the Cavaliers, huh?
Only if the Cavaliers get one more player.
Yeah.
Well, LeBron James can't carry the whole team.
Warriors are like that, too.
He's
Warriors
too
need
young
one more player.
Too inexperienced, yeah.
Of course, unfortunately, the player the Warriors need is Wilt Chamberlain, circa 63. But
Chamberlain could probably still play.
There's that famous story about somebody asked Willie Mays, you know, it was about 4 or 5 years ago, and, you know, pitching's been diluted because there were only 16 teams when he played. And Willie, what, you know, if you were playing today, what do you think you'd hit? He said, oh, I don't know, maybe 270. 270? What are you talking about? He says, hey, I'm 68 years old.
Good punchline. So we have a nationally breaking story out of San Francisco. It's so quick to hit the press here in San Francisco. It hasn't gotten any attention yet. You can go to CNN.com, see nothing on it. And that is the AT&T secret room on Folsom Street, where the data mining process and the wiretapping was going on for tens of millions of phone calls, for the internet traffic that went through the fiber optics there, everything being siphoned off and handed to the NSA in this secret program that was being denied all along.
You know, I'm not sure that the public cares, Paul, in reality. I am frankly convinced that it is so remote and so distant from each of us personally that as a public, as a member of the public, we tend not to react so negatively to such an alleged intrusion, that we really are about being indifferent to those things which are traditionally the tenets of democracy until they affect us personally.
Do you think it has to do with the vast scope? Because they're tracking so many phone calls that we don't feel they can individually pick you or me out.
I don't think we digest it that way. I think we just kind of say, hey, they have the same thing about my line being tapped. Your line may be tapped, but mine isn't. Or Tony's line may be tapped, or someone else's line may be tapped. But I don't think we view it as anything personal to us. And when you have these kinds of challenges, but you are one isolated left-wing talk host comic person. You are sensitive to all things that the government may or may not do. But that, you're not the general public.
No, I know.
The general public out there, the guy driving that SUV that just rode along here on the Embarcadero, he couldn't care less about whether or not telephones are tapped. He knows he's not talking and not saying anything on the telephones that offends anybody. It doesn't cost him his job, doesn't interfere with anything that he
I heard a guy say that exact, very exact same thing on the Ed Schultz show yesterday. He called up Ed Schultz and he says, I don't care. I'll tell you why. You know, they can listen to all my phone calls and I'll bore them to death. Well, that's not the point.
Not at all. But that's why I don't think it is such a great issue. It's great for those of us who work in this media, and it's great for those who write about it, but it's pure, unadulterated, distant theory for the general population.
But there's creep involved. I mean, first he wasn't listening to any phone calls. Oh, no, we need a warrant. And then suddenly, okay, but we're listening, but they got to be from outside of America. And then, maybe some domestic, you know, every time there's a little more creep and it gets wider and wider and wider. Pretty soon we're going to be on the inside of it. It's not going to be something that's attacking a fringe portion of something that we own. We're going to be totally inside of it.
And this is something that inside of the White House they were denying in December. We had General Hayden in a White House briefing saying in defense of the NSA domestic surveillance program that the authorization given the NSA by the president is one of these communications has to be outside of the United States. And he said, and I'm quoting General Hayden here, who is about to be confirmed as head of the CIA, I can assure you by the physics of the intercept, by how we actually conduct our activities, that one end of these communications are always outside the United States of America. And obviously, when you're inside a room in Folsom Street in San Francisco sifting through internet traffic and phone calls, that necessarily is not the case.
Well, I don't want to try to provide any explanation for the government because I frankly don't have one. I'm not privy to what they're doing. I just know from my view, as I chat with people on the streets,
the ordinary guy on the street doesn't give
a rat's ass. It's not even a subject matter, Paul. It's a joke. totally and completely from a public standpoint. And that's unfortunate for this democracy, because I'm sure that in the world of Nazism, it started kind of the same way. It was something that people did not take too seriously. Mm-hmm. It was something that people didn't react to and didn't nip in the bud.
Frog soup.
Right. When they came for the Jews, I didn't care, that whole line, you know, but when they finally
first
came
they came
for
the smokers, but I was not a smoker, so I said nothing. But it's frog soup. We get a right state. The idea behind frog soup is the frog will jump out of boiling water if you try to put him in boiling water, but you put him in lukewarm water, and then you turn up the heat.
Slowly.
He will constantly acclimate himself to the new temperature until he boils to death. And that's what's happening. We're having our rights taken away one at a time.
Now, I'm wondering if Quake listeners are upset about this as much as the people that are in the Internet world, the freedom and frontiers, the Internet frontiers people are, at 866-960-5753. Maybe you have an opinion on how creepy this is.
Well, Paul, people were more upset about the DeVol voting machines than they are about. They were more outraged by the DeVol voting machines. They were calling us and wanted to be heard, wanted investigations to be conducted, wanted elections to be assessed. You don't get that same reaction to the business of listening in on your telephone calls without a warrant. You don't get that reaction to collecting data on persons you've called without a warrant, when a warrant could easily be justified and could be gotten post your conduct if you are the government. And you would think that people would be outraged, but I'm telling you, they are not. It is just not a topic
not on the
that
radar.
People care about.
Not on the street. To read this, coming hurricane season looks to be another tempestuous one.
Yes, it's not going to be, as they're predicting, quite as bad as last year, but we should have maybe as many as six major hurricanes.
I want to find out what they said last year. What were their estimates last year? If they make this estimate every year, well, you had, what, 26 last year? Did they predict 26?
Dovetails into global warming, because the reason the hurricanes get more intense is the ocean is warmer, and so that feeds a bigger hurricane. And that's part of what's going on. Now we have what, Mr. Mayor, you mentioned earlier, George W. Bush, our president, Al Gore going at each other over the inconvenient truth. It seems very inconvenient for President Bush, because he was asked directly if he'd go see the movie, and he said, I doubt it.
And he's being very clear on his view of that. He does not play any credence to what...
No, he still doesn't believe in warming.
No,
he doesn't believe that it's being man-made. He's changed his opinion. First, he didn't believe in global warming.
Right.
Now he doesn't believe. He believes natural causes. It's being caused by natural causes.
And if
I'm
it
telling
is
you, that's intelligent design.
And he said, if there is evidence about greenhouse gases, we're just going to set that aside. And then what Al Gore was saying is that ExxonMobil's opinion shouldn't be the president's opinion.
I found it a little difficult to follow Al Gore's total logic on this one. He kept repeating the fact that all of the scientists in the world are saying one thing and Bush is saying another. I don't think you need to repeat that 15 times. I think you'd be better off if you would reference who that scientist is and what that scientist said, somewhat akin to what we do here on the show, rather than doing the gross kinds of things that Al Gore was saying. Now, maybe it's just the way in which they reported it, because I've heard the Gore presentation, and it is a far more direct presentation than it's coming off in the newspaper.
Far more direct. P.J. Corkery is going to join us in the next segment. And speaking with Evan Hansen from Wired News, the editor-in-chief, we had Andy Jordan. We'll have some of that, and we might even have Evan Hansen a little bit later in the show.
I got Ryan Seacrest. I want to be on American Idol. I want to be on American Idol.
What are you going to say?
I don't know. It won't matter. That's not how you win on that program, is it?
Yeah,
I saw the movie.
Singing. Oh no! You saw American Dreams. That's different. American Idol.
I thought it was one of the same.
Here, I got the hurricane names for 2006.
What are they?
Alberto, Beryl, Chris, Debbie, Hurricane Debbie, Ernesto, Florence, Gordon, Helene, Isaac, Joyce, Kirk, Leslie, Michael, Nadine, Oscar, Patty, Raphael, Sandy, Tony, Valerie, and William. Hey, there's a Hurricane William and a Hurricane Debbie.
Who is making up these names?
The
Weather Center?
National
Weather
Oceanic
Center.
NOAA.
Right.
Can't remember what the other AAs are.
National Oceanic and Aeronautical Administration.
Ages. Yeah. Oh, very good. Thank you, buddy.
Well, I told you. There's more garbage up there.
718, P.J. Corkery joins us in the next segment. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst, and we'll be right back.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Baskin Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin Robbins Sundays. Between the ice cream and toppings, you've got lots of luscious choices. How will you decide? Here's a tip.
I'll name the rugby players after an ice cream or topping, then wait for them to pile up. Chocolate syrup, all over chocolate chip with almond bits and cherry on top.
The Baskin Robbins Sundae, a world of yummy choice.
Now sprinkles mixing it up with marshmallow.
Baskin Robbins, happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is four times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer for just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with the install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits eight.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Live from San Francisco, the data mining capital of the world. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Paul Wells here with the Honorable Willie Brown, Will Durst, and PJ Corkery joins us on Tuesdays, giving us the inside view on things that are going on. And good morning, PJ. Welcome.
Well, good morning. My face is a little dirty this morning because I've been data mining in my secret room on Folsom Street.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I just got back from Mount Tamalpais. You know, that's where the granola mines are.
The granola mines.
Yeah.
Well, I had a hard time getting out of the secret room until I called Ed Whitaker and the head of AT&T and Susan Kennedy, their former chief lobbyist on PUC, and they got me out of there.
Oh, that's nice.
In no time, but that's where we keep all
Does the secret room have a key, or is it a code?
Yeah, it has a code, but you know, at 6:30 in the morning, I have no idea what
Is it like a Da Vinci code, or?
Is it like, well, you know, by the way.
Raphael code, or?
The, apropos of the Da Vinci code, have you seen any of the reviews for it?
They've all been mediocre.
Well, but some of the best writing in the world has come this weekend in the reviews of the Da Vinci code. Now, the Da Vinci Code did $224 million worldwide, according to the distributor. So, you know, it's reviewer proof, but nonetheless, the reviews have been hilarious. The New York Times said, this is one of the few movies ever made where it takes longer to watch the movie than it did to read the book. And I think it was also a Times reviewer who said, well, you should see this movie for no other reason than for the first time in the history of the cinema, you can see a character speak Latin into a cell phone.
Well, these two guys both saw it.
You've talked about it. You saw it. I heard you, talk, but I think it's largely inoffensive. I mean, someone said, another reviewer said, Tom Hanks doesn't look like an actor in this movie. He looks like the master of ceremonies for the movie, introducing a plot element here, introducing a character here. And
now, there are only about two actors in the whole movie.
Really? And the rest is
Sir Ian McKellen and Paul Bettany?
Right. Those are the two actors.
The albino and the old man.
Although the French cop,
Jean Reno
does a pretty good job.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, he doesn't have to act. That's who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks the part.
He was even good in Mission Impossible 1.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Yes, remember he was in the helicopter? Yeah.
But I think the movie is, frankly, worth watching. Yeah. You got to be prepared, though, because it's 168 minutes.
It's 2 hours and 48 minutes?
Correct.
Holy
168
moly.
Minutes.
That's longer than a mass at St. Mary's. So you could read the book
by
or see
two.
The movie. By two. Yeah,
by two.
That's right. You know, some of the Padres could get you in and out in 17 minutes.
Yeah. No, you're going to say that's longer than high mass on Good Friday at St. Mary's. There you go.
Boy, even the Episcopalians can't keep you in that that long. But, the reviews are great. As I say, the $224 million. And so it's, you know, it's a reviewer-proof movie and probably well worth seeing. But in the data mine this morning, we have a couple of other things. The wonderful, wonderful ESPN has recalculated Bond's career records to figure out how many home runs he can legitimately claim, how many are honest home runs. So he's now it's 714, and this was as of Monday. Their calculations show that he, in fact, is...
Wait a minute, let me guess.
Yeah?
520.
What do you say, Mayor?
714.
They come up with 616. They take away 98.
Oh, that ain't bad.
What they did is it's a wonderful, wonderful piece, well worth reading, because it's just full of the madness of baseball statistics. I mean, they interview one guy who tape recorded over 100 games and slowed them down and replayed them in slow-mo all the time so he could study Bonds' swing. What he's decided is that over the years, Bonds' swing hasn't changed at all. But the velocity and power behind it is done. But what they did is they, in their words, we sought to quantify the performance-enhancing effects of steroids.
Okay, but so, they need to go back to the books, BJ.
Yeah.
Because there are two or three kinds of measurements they ought to engage in. At one time, there was an all-white baseball league that Babe Ruth played in. At one time, there was an all-black baseball league people like Willie Mays and Jackie Robinson played in. And then, of course, there is the integrated league. I guess you'd call it the milk chocolate league.
The milk chocolate league.
Yeah, that Barry Bonds and Willie Mays. And, obviously, Jackie Robinson played in. So I think it's inappropriate to ultimately have stats from those individual leagues unless you equate the leagues in a way in which all those stats come and they are recorded appropriately, and in this case, are reported appropriately. And if you had those, then Josh Gibson's more than 800 home runs
right.
would be the home run record, not Hank Aaron's
and
755.
868 was Sutter
right. right, the Japanese League.
We're speaking to P.J. Corkery, as we do every Tuesday here on 960 AM The Quake.
But what is history to baseball fan statistics? They regard none of this. It's entirely a study of velocity. There's a physics formula, the power of the sweet spot on the bat compared to the weight of the batter. But the wonderful thing about it, this journalistically to me is the great thing about it. They do this terrific piece, and they caution you against it, and right next to it, they run a piece that tears it all apart. So this is my kind of journalism. You run the piece and the correction box at the same time. And, you know, so you get to make all these outrageous claims and then just...
Is one of them by Rick Riley?
It's all by Patrick Ruby. But it's all physics. It's got nothing to do with history. But at any rate, they say he's entitled to 616 honest home runs.
Which means that if you go to Cooperstown, and by the way...
That'd still be enough for fourth.
Yeah.
Because
only Mays. Only Mays.
Mays is the only one with 600. He's got 660. And I think behind him, before Bonds, was Frank Robinson, right?
586.
86, yeah.
Yeah. But those are no asterisks. So
when I started out Major League Baseball, I started out to try to break the record.
Yeah, what happened?
I couldn't get the first hit.
Yeah. You and Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I gave up. Yeah.
What organization were you
with? I went back
with?
To politics.
The Birmingham Barons.
The Birmingham Bears?
No, the Mineola Bears.
Oh, the Mineola Bears.
Please, guys.
Yeah, so many Bears in
the I thought it was
Southwest
the Mineola Beans.
No. No. Oh, you're giving away the book.
Ah.
The Mineola Pinto Beans.
The Mineola Pinto Beans. I'm going to change it. I had it in the book as Lima Beans. But
P.J. Corkery from The Examiner is with us, as he is on every Tuesday morning. We're going to talk about some other things that you have for us, and also the NSA story that's breaking out of San Francisco on the AT&T wiretap. We have a couple of cuts of Evan Hansen, the Wired News editor-in-chief, that we'll be hearing from when we come back after checking in with John Scott. And we have him right now with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, Paul, and good morning. It's 7:30 on 960 The Quake. Traffic brought to us by Panda Express this time. 80 eastbound after 7th Street. The Skyway going to the lower deck. Car stalled in the right lane. Flatbed big rig blocking the westbound portion of Highway 12. All of it before Red Top. CHP knows about it. They're on their way. Report of a two-car accident in San Mateo before Kehoe at 101. Still on our screen, but it looks like whatever happened may have left already. If you see a traffic problem, want to give us a heads up, we'd appreciate your eyes. 415-538-5600 is the Quake Traffic tip line. Meter and lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza and the backup is to the foot of the maze. If you like garlic, you'll love the Panda Chef's new garlic creations at Panda Express. Right now, there are delicious new garlic entrees like garlic chicken breast or string beans. Try the garlic creations today at a Panda Express near you. Here's a look at what's happening on 960 The Quake. You heard Will and Willie talking about it so far this morning. How much information did the National Security Agency glean from a purported secret room at what they call a CO, a central office, at AT&T on Folsom Street in the city? The public will have a chance to know more about it now that Wired News has published these documents that a whistleblower and former technician has handed over in a suit against AT&T. And we'll hear from Editor-in-Chief Evan Hansen later on in the broadcast, too, in just a few minutes, in fact. The unexpected increase in tax revenues means San Francisco has some additional funds to address their infrastructure problem. And here's how that works. The mayor's proposed budget includes $135 million for streets, parks, and other facilities. It would be the largest capital infrastructure plan in the city's history. Other stories we're following this morning. The San Francisco School Board tonight is going to vote on whether to kick junior ROTC programs out of the city's public schools, a response to the government's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy concerning gays and lesbians in the armed forces. It appears that a law that would have closed sections of JFK Drive and Golden Gate Park to cars on Saturdays is a vote short of the two-thirds majority would need to override Gavin Newsom's recent veto. The supervisor, Jake McGoldrick, says he doesn't think any of these people that are against the measure are going to change their mind, but McGoldrick says he plans to work with the mayor's office to put together new legislation that might address the opponent's concerns about it. Quake weather. A little rain in the North Bay left over, and then we're going to have nice weather the rest of the week, we think. sunny around the rest of the bay for the most part, with highs today in the 60s and 70s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960, The Quake.
Hey, guys, I'm Will Durst.
Hey, and I'm Willie Brown.
And do you know that Working Assets Wireless, you get the same quality service you get from the big wireless phone carriers?
Not only that, they're nationwide, but they do one more thing.
What's that?
And that is 1% of all the charges imposed upon you, the customer, goes to make the world better. Organizations like Planned Parenthood, ACLU, the Sierra Club are the beneficiaries.
Hey, that's great. They also have signed up 1 million new voters in the last presidential election, so they're involved in voter registration. They're good people.
Working Assets, the progressives' preference for a carrier of telephone messages.
WorkingAssets.com. Change the world.
That's WorkingAssets.com/TheQuake.
Change the world on the go.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Now through May 28th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Your support of Progressive Talk matters. Thanks. From 960. The Quake.
The documents were legally obtained. The public has a right to know.
That was the voice of Evan Hansen, the editor-in-chief of Wired News, a breaking story this morning. about the AT&T secret room on Folsom Street, where the data mining and wiretapping went on, feeding the NSA tens of millions of phone calls and internet traffic. Pages and pages and pages. And in the pages of the SF Examiner, P.J. Corkery writes, and he's here with us at 7:37. I'm Paul Wells with William Quill, keeping it real.
Is anyone really surprised about the secret room, that it exists and that this data mining goes on? I mean, it seems to me you just assume that they're mining all the data they can, and that the only real protection a citizen has is not in compliance with the law by these corporations, but just their slothful inefficiency. And so they can't get anything done right. They can't come out and fix a phone or anything like that. So
they had a daily briefing entitled, "Osama Bin Laden Determined to Attack America from Within. If you want to know when and where, just turn to page 3, you frickin' idiot." And they still didn't.
Yeah.
But
the existence of a secret room, I think it's nice that it's on Folsom Street, which has been full of secret rooms over the years.
Hello.
Is interesting.
Hello, doctor.
But here's a little scooplet from the data mine here. Jamie Oliver, English celebrity chef, known as the Naked Chef.
Oh, the Naked Chef.
The Naked Chef, and a cook, a restaurateur, is planning on opening a restaurant in San Francisco.
Oh, really?
It'll be called 15. He heads a foundation called the 15 Foundation that runs restaurants now around the world. They're managed and staffed by once marginal kids. Oliver himself.
Oh, cool, like Delancey Street or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, he's dyslexic and was written off by the school system, and he and a few other people have started this foundation to run restaurants and get these young people into the business.
Why is it called 15?
15, and I have no idea when or where. There's a 15 in London, there's one in Amsterdam. They're opening one in Australia in a couple of weeks. They're opening one in southwestern England. I think it just opened this week. And they're planning one here and in Washington, D.C.
Guess what we need? Another restaurant in San Francisco.
Yeah, without a real name. 15. Yeah. Hopefully it'll be right next to A16. So you can just go down.
Right down to Chestnut.
Yeah. Right down the number. Or it could be next to 1015 on... on Folsom Street.
That's right, 1015.
Do you remember what happened when you gave the party for the U.S. Conference of Mayors at 1015, of course, is a huge multi-level dance club. And one of the items on the agenda for the U.S. Conference of Mayors, thrown by Mayor Brown, was a rave, as they were then called, at 1015 for the mayors of the United States. The best thing about it is that the mayor of small Maple Grove, Illinois, went into the party, and he still hasn't come out.
Or he came out right away.
He came out right away. Some local political stuff here. The only real race we have in San Francisco coming up that's get people running is the race for an assembly seat between Fiona Ma and Janet Riley. And it's an expensive race. And yesterday, here at the data mine, we looked into who's been giving money to the various candidates. Now, when you look for contributions, you're looking through very complex records, and so this is hardly complete. And it's just a few, but there are some surprises in here. And but let me just start with Fiona Ma. These are fairly sizable contributors. Fiona Ma. Contribution from American Telephone and Telegraph.
AT&T.
$1,000. Bay Meadows Land Company, Hollywood Park Land Company, own racetracks, $1,000. Young's Market Company, which is a big liquor and grocery wholesaler, $2,000. And then James Fang, who was recently a guest on the show, $1,000.
On Friday.
John Edward York.
John York?
John Edward York.
Different than John York?
The son, $3,300. John C. York, $3,300. And from Sacramento, and forgive me if I get this name wrong, Angelo
Sakopoulos.
Sakopoulos, Mayor, and Sophia, each $3,300 to...
That's the maximum you can get,
apparently.
Fiona. Oz Erickson, a local name, $1,000.
Hotel builder.
Ambassador James Hormel, $1,000. Our neighbor down the street, Don Fisher, $3,000. Doris Fisher, $3,000. These are all the Fiona Ma. Marion Davies Lewis, a great philanthropist, $1,000. Thomas King, CEO of PG&E, $1,500. Gallo Winery, $1,500. Yellow Cab, $1,000. And Joe Cassidy, local builder, $3,300. Now, let's jump over to Janet.
How about Janet Riley?
Let's jump over to Janet Riley. Janet Riley, American Telephone and Telegraph.
$1,000.
$1,000.
Place your bets on both horses.
Janet Riley. John Edward York.
$3,300.
$2,500, but it gets better. John C. York, $2,500. But on the Janet Riley list, not on the other. But it may be in there. I may have missed it. These are hard records to mine. But along with John E. York and John C. York, there's Denise D. York contributing $2,500 to Fiona Ma. And also another interesting political name, Ann Gust.
Jerry Brown's wife.
Jerry Brown's wife contributing $3,300 to Janet Riley.
To Jack Riley's wife?
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird.
Jerry Brown's wife contributing to Clinton Riley's wife.
Clinton Riley's wife.
She was general counsel to the Gap.
And
And
other large contributions to Janet Riley from service employees, international various entities, totaling about $14,000 through the various contributions there. Now, as I say, these are hardly a complete list, but it's the latest list of large contributors filed on Monday. Also, Janet Riley collected, I think, $1,000 from Target, which was her former employer. And $3,300 from Victoria Cutchett, the wife of Joe Cutchett, local power broker and a guy with a sly and merry look about. And also for Janet Riley.
Did you see her that? He slipped that in.
Sly and merry look about her.
And a more door look, but $1,000 for Janet Riley from Dennis Herrera.
The city
attorney.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Yes.
So there's a lot of money moving around there, and as I say, I wish I could get more, but they're very difficult records to...
Is that Freedom of Information Act?
It's actually it's the Secretary of State's website has it right there. You just have to try and figure out where it's listed. It's online, and it's available, but you just have to be very...
Diligent
and patient.
God, I used to hate to hear these reports about the contributions that I was receiving.
Why is
you know,
that?
People reading the list of all the money that donated to Willie Brown for his campaign?
Oh, it was painful. Painful. Because it would go into the millions of dollars.
Oh, sure.
In those days, there were no limit, you know. So, you know, a guy says to me, one guy says to me, Willie Brown, you've been so impressive as an elected official. I'm going to give you $1,000 for every year of your life. At that time, I was 60. I had a $60,000 contribution. Now, how do you explain that? You know, what did he rent buy for $60,000? Well, that often happens. A guy, $25,000.
Are these guys
chicken feed?
Do they sometimes just hedge their bets, think that they might need something down there, or just need access, or is it just because their philosophy of politics is aligned with yours?
Read the book, cynic.
And in the interest of full disclosure, P.J. Corkery is working with Mayor Brown on a book, and Quake listeners should also know if you've ever outed Mayor Brown on this in your column. On,
what?
Well, like you're doing with...
No, it would be better to ask, have you ever donated, like I'm about to ask you and Will Durst.
What? No.
Did you ever donate to anybody? And if so, what were you... Why did you donate?
I don't have the kind of money I can throw around to give to people.
Ah, you cheapskates.
I don't have any money.
Guys,
I don't have anything I need either.
You've got to be kidding me.
What do
you've
I need?
You've got to be kidding me.
Okay, I want
it's
you
not
to
a question of need. You're interested in good government.
That's right.
You're leaving it to only those who want to donate because of need, you suspect?
I'm a political comic. What am I supposed to do? Give money to the guy I'm going to make fun of?
Then
if I like the guy, I won't make fun of him. That's how I give him money.
How about the Church of Willie? Consider it tithing.
A love offering.
Yes.
Love offering to the Church of
I couldn't even afford that tie.
I would hope not. This is a rare find. This is a piece of art.
That's a gorgeous tie.
Finally, we have, apropos cell phones, data mining, and the war in Iraq, a little piece of slang that comes to us from Tehran.
Slang in Iran?
In Iran. And this is to be used on the cell phone because people are listening in over there. They have very sophisticated data mining over there. But if you're talking to your sweetie on the cell phone in Tehran and you want to suggest a rendezvous, a canoodle later on, the thing to say is, let's go to San Francisco. So,
are you serious?
I'm dead serious. This is slang in Tehran.
Let's get it on.
Yeah, let's get it on and say, let's go to San Francisco.
You can see Marvin Gaye now saying.
We're going to San Francisco. I have no idea what it means if you say we're going to L.A.
Yeah, asthma medicine or something.
Did we just have a song said, you go to San Francisco, put the flower in your
hand? Yes, exactly. Scott McKenzie.
So that's it. That
look
might be
how
where
late
started.
We are of understanding the full meaning. PJ, you show up here on 960 The Quake, and you bring information.
Synchronicity. It's the face.
This show is written in the stars. I am data mining day and night in my little room down there on Folsom Street. We are receiving info from everywhere.
Well, I don't want to ask you your address, but which block do you live on Folsom Street?
Right near the old blacksmith shop.
The one where you need the tinfoil hats.
Yeah, the tinfoil hats.
And thanks, PJ, for dropping by. Always a pleasure to see you on a Tuesday. The Burst of Durst is in our next segment. And we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
This is Ed Schultz. Now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m., back to keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And at 7:52 on this Tuesday, May 23rd, Will, it is your turn.
Thank you, Paul. Now, I don't know if the president's dimmer than a 40-watt bulb submerged in a 55-gallon drum of crude oil, or if he thinks we are. First, he says he needs a warrant whenever he wiretaps American phone conversations, that we should trust him to save us from evildoers. Then he reveals a few phone conversations may have been listened to without warrants, but they were all calls originating from outside the U.S., and we should trust him to protect us from terrorism. Later, turns out some calls originated outside the U.S. and some within, but at least one of the ends had to have been outside our borders and to or from a potential Al-Qaeda member. And someone leaked the fact that a lot of phone calls being monitored were strictly domestic. And he said it was only a tiny, minuscule few. And these were bad guys being kept track of. We should settle down and trust him. Now, turns out he was spying on pretty much everyone. Every phone call that every American made. But he says he was just compiling a list and nobody was actually listening to the phone calls. He refuses to share any proof of that due to national security. You know what's next. We all have little GPS chips implanted in our dental work, and we just have to trust him. Again, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't trust this guy to hold the reins of a snail. Start screwing with your phone calls today, that's what I say. Throw bomb and strike and collateral damage into every conversation you can, even if you're talking about bowling. And that's your burst of dirt for today.
You know, I'm looking forward, Will,
first
to
strike.
Having them. I'm looking forward to having them publish my comments that I make by telephone. If you think my comments, here, what would Willie do?
Are incendiary.
Yes. Yes. You ought to hear the ones that...
I would like to hear. I would like to a little
what
transcript.
I say that I know is not in private, and I broadcast, and I usually send them a bill.
Well, I don't smoke pot, but I know people who smoke pot, and I know when they make the little phone call to procure this illegal substance, that they always talk in code, but the code is like, three of those Green Day albums. So it's this really simplistic code that anybody could figure out. So I'm wondering, is there anything that you talk in code of?
No. I don't want to confuse them. I keep them focused.
I see. Misdirection.
Oh, yeah. No, not misdirection. It's direction.
Full direction.
I simply say, listen, stay right there. Stay right there. Don't move. Get your pen and pencil. I'm going to give you about 30 more seconds.
All right.
I'm going to drop it on you. Here are the names.
Well, people
here
might be
like when Axel Foley,
you know?
Beverly Hills Cop, told Judge Reinhold exactly where he was going.
Nobody believes me. That's the beauty of this whole deal. And then when they check out, because I never do what I say I'm going to do anyway, not by design, it's just that that's the way I am.
Things happen.
It gets to be a little confusing.
We have one more of these cuts from the interview our own Andy Jordan at the Quake did with Evan Hansen, the editor-in-chief of Wired News, that's breaking in a story in the Chronicle today as well,
and
on how this works.
Let's tell the listeners what Wired News is.
It's the
millions of people. So what the documents show is how the NSA actually built the wiretap station in the San Francisco facility. They show how they used switching equipment to actually cut into the fiber optic network and in order to pull the entire data stream from the AT&T's network.
Now, does that confuse you further, or does it clear anything up?
No, they had a little cutaway in the Chronicle explaining how they did that, but they also said it dilutes the stream.
Do you know?
Makes it slower.
It just dawned on me.
What?
Oh, no. I actually went in that facility.
Oh, really?
Yeah. As mayor, the guy who owns the building was attempting to get the city, which at that time was looking for a place, a safe place to put its data that was safe from quakes, safe from terrorists and things of that nature. He had this additional capacity in this facility in which the government and AT&T had a relationship, and that excess capacity was going to be made available. It's right over here on Folsom. It looks like, I suppose, the Pentagon in terms of how you get in and out of it.
In terms of security.
Yeah, and they took me through it. because it was going to have to be one of these single-source negotiated deals.
Was this post-911?
Yes. I was served as mayor, and it was post-911, and I went through that facility. I should have assumed that there was something wrong because of the nature of all of the security involved in this operation and how you literally had to, you know, give your first young get out, your firstborn get out and in.
So you think they were planning this way back then?
I think they were executing it then.
They were putting it in play.
Yeah.
Does he say when?
2002 would be accurate on that.
It would be about 2002 is when I was probably in there. And I walked through there. I actually went there twice because, you know, you really had to be fully informed.
I'll show you this.
I don't think
here,
we worked the deal out yet. But
the secret room is 641A, according to this picture on page eight of the this morning's Chronicle. City Attorney of Oakland, John Russo, joins us in the next segment. And we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Carlins, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. New Orleans and Baton Rouge are holding a mock evacuation and hurricane drill today and tomorrow. It's a test of local, state, and federal emergency plans and communication systems.
I think we're very prepared to look at the evacuation of the city.
That's New Orleans Homeland Security Director Terry Ebert. The drill supposes a Category 3 hurricane hitting the Louisiana coast. Federal authorities are trying to find the burglar who took a computer disk from the home of a Veterans Affairs worker. That disk contains personal information on virtually all living American military veterans since the mid-1970s, some 26 million people. Korean War vet Tony Filardi is appalled.
Why is 26.5 million names of veterans on one little disk or two little disks or whatever, and one person handling it? It doesn't make any sense.
Mexican President Vicente Fox starts his four-day U.S. visit today somewhat off the beaten path. Correspondent Jim Roop has a live report.
Well, Jim, the president of Mexico is not meeting with the president of the U.S., but rather governors of western states starting in Utah today. The official reason for the visit? Trade. But the hot immigration issue could heat up to a boil while he's here in California later this week. There are several things people, especially immigrants, are wondering about.
The United States is sending the National Guard to the border, and what is Mexico going to, you know? I'm just curious about how Mexico is going to react to this.
Yeah, we may find out this week. Reporting live, Jim Roop, CNN, Los Angeles.
We're just getting word from Houston that former U.S. Senator and Treasury Secretary Lloyd Benson has died. That word comes from his family members in Houston. ABC says Charles Gibson will become the sole anchor of the network's World News Tonight. He'll take the job at the end of this month and will continue as co-anchor of Good Morning America until the end of June. Elizabeth Vargas is stepping down from World News Tonight to take maternity leave. This is CNN Radio on 960 The Quake.
Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. The last day to register to vote in this election is Monday, May 22nd. So make sure you send in those cards. Register to vote now by texting OAKLANDVOTE to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrist believes that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
Baskin-Robbins, it's choosing time.
Rich, blissful Baskin-Robbins ice cream with a plethora of flavors to choose from. How will you pick the perfect one? Well, here's a tip from an expert.
My advice, blurt out as many flavors as possible in a single breath and see which one you finish with. Of course, that was inaudible, but if you take a closer listen...
Gold Medal Ribbon, Pistachio Almond, Chocolate Fudge, Pralines and Cream, Rocky Road, Nutty Coconut, Vanilla, Mint Chocolate Chip.
Cool, creamy mint chocolate chip. Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing.
Price and participation may vary.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Good morning, it's 8:04 on 960 The Quake. We're brought to you this time by Mancini Sleep World. Got a couple things scattered about the bay. Begin in Antioch, Highway 4 westbound before Bailey. No lane information, but CHP does report a crash there. Fremont problem, 880 southbound at Mowry. Multi-car crash, at least the fast lane blocked and possibly more. Emergency crews are rolling. Ditto with an accident involving a big rig in the right lane of 580 westbound at 1st Street. San Leandro, 880 southbound before Marina Boulevard. Stall in the right lane, and it's slow up and past that. On the peninsula, two-car crash now in the center divide. It was in the lanes of 280 northbound before Page Mill. Two-car crash now in the center divide at 101 northbound through Santa Rosa at Baker Avenue. Start your summer with a great night's sleep during Mancini Sleep World's Memorial Day sleep-free mattress sale. Rest easy with no payments until 2008. Call 1-800-64-SLEEP or visit sleepworld.com and start sleeping better tonight. He was a famous politician, and he embarrassed Dan Quayle on national television, and we regret to report his passing. I'll tell you about it in a few minutes at our news at the bottom of the hour. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
8:05 on Tuesday, May 23rd. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst, Keeping It Real on 960 The Quake, live from the Hotel Vitale, and our guest in our studio here, John Russo, city attorney for Oakland and also candidate for the 16th district. And we have the big breaking story that we've been covering this morning, the lawsuit that's been going on with the Electronic Frontier Foundation and AT&T. There's sealed documents. These documents have now been published by Wired News, which is an arm of Wired Magazine. It's the internet news arm. The editor-in-chief, Evan Hansen, has been speaking to Andy Jordan, one of our news people, and we've been playing those cuts, and we should have Evan Hansen in this morning as well. As an attorney and as someone who's concerned with open government as part of what you're doing, what's your take on this, John?
I'm delighted that there are people who are fighting to try to roll back some of the incursions that the government's been making at the federal level, certainly, into our private lives. And I think we're moving in the wrong direction. You've got people get to know less and less about who Dick Cheney is meeting with and what their government is doing, and the government seems to demand ever more incursions into our privacy. It's pretty Orwellian, don't you think?
Well, John, I said early on the program today that there does not appear to be a public reaction equal to your personal reaction and your professional reaction as a city attorney of Oakland to this business of data mining and all the other stuff that has been going on with the wiretap information that's been forthcoming. Why do you think that's why do you think the public is so hesitant to react?
Well, I think there are two dynamics at work. I think first, you've got a public that has had the bejesus scared out of it for 5 years now, and that anything could happen at any time. I think it was pretty well done, although I had my problems with the movie Fahrenheit 9/11. I thought it was pretty well done when you saw some of the local news stations talking about how there could be a terrorist attack on a shopping mall in Flint, that was a major terrorist target, and you kind of wonder why, and we all giggle, but the fact is that story was repeated throughout the country. So people are terrified, and they want somebody to look after them, and that's not a very nice thing to say about the public, but I think it's true. And then second, I think there's a continuation of the old sense that I guess it was Ed Meese who said, we don't arrest you unless you've done something wrong. So I think there's the idea that people have that the government's not going to listen to my phone call. The government's only going to listen to phone calls in any detail if you've already done something wrong. And if you have nothing to hide, what do you care if the government is listening to your phone call? I think those two dynamics together, and also largely people who care more about American Idol and whether Brittany's going to stay with Kevin than they care about what's going on in governance. It all comes together, and so people don't care.
More people vote on American Idol than they do in a presidential election.
Is that true?
Then again, yes. More people...
Oh, God.
They
it's worse than I thought.
They do have better choices on American Idol.
Well, they prefer, you know, Ryan Seacrest to George Bush. John, you're a candidate for the state assembly.
Yes.
Over in Alameda County in Oakland.
Right.
Exact. Do you have, what, three opponents?
Yeah, there are four of there's four of us in the race, so I have three colleagues running in this race, and they're all good people. I just think I'd be better.
And when is the election?
The election is 14 days from now, and you know, but who's counting? It's June 6th, and it's a Democratic primary with four of us. The Republicans in Oakland have decided not even to have a primary. They're not putting up a candidate. So whoever wins the Democratic primary takes on the Peace and Freedom candidate, Mr. Ituarte, who is a tenant.
How about
activist.
Green Party candidate?
Green Party's not putting up a candidate in this
for
race.
For city attorney?
No, this is now for assembly.
Oh.
Yeah, no, city attorney was, the city attorney race was 2 years ago, and I was reelected without an opponent.
And is this race
you don't like
the same time?
Things.
Is this a race the same time as the mayor's race? In
yes,
Oklahoma?
And in fact, I think to a great extent, and you're going to rarely hear a candidate. You know, candidates always say, "People are excited. They're coming up, and they're really jazzed about our race." the reality is, the mayor's race has largely taken the center spotlight.
Sucked all the oxygen.
In Oakland. Really, yeah, it really has. It's taken center spotlight. Everybody, I've done 68 house parties, Mayor Brown. I did number 68 last night. I'll do 80 by the end. And at every house party, first question is, what do you think is going to happen in the mayor's race in Oakland when we do the house parties in Oakland?
Well, you have an interesting ballot.
Yes.
You're on the ballot. You're the city attorney of Oakland, mm-hmm. A figure who's been on ballots multiple times in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Brown, your current mayor, is on the ballot.
Yes, he is.
He obviously has been on the ballot, I think, probably more times than almost any other candidate in the state of California,
mm-hmm.
currently running for office. And then you have Dellums, who's been on the ballot multiple times, 14 to 15 times over his career, a former congressman. Then you have Della Fuente, who's been on the ballot several times. Then you have Nancy Nadel, that's been on the ballot. What do you have? Just what do you? Only way you can run over there is you must have previous experience at losing.
It's
all winning.
I was going to say I've won five or six times.
Nice codicil at the end.
Nice going there.
Save your
remind me to send you on a sensitive diplomatic mission sometime. It's old home week. I mean, I think. Look, one of the things that really troubles me about the so-called progressives in the East Bay, the progressive politicians, has been their signal inability to recruit a new generation of leadership. It's the same folks over and over again. Now, I exclude myself from this. I've only been around California for 19 years. Some of these guys had already finished their time as, you know, governor of the state before I even, you know, 5 years before I even got here. And that makes for some interesting conversation. But
well, you've been here 19 years?
19 years.
And what, 8 or 9 of those years you've been holding office, right?
11 and a half, to be exact. I started
so you
running.
You came out here for the job of running for office?
No, God.
What's the
no,
deal?
Why would I come here for that? I mean, this is just you break your head. No, it was a chain of very serendipitous events. I sublet my first apartment from a fellow named Rene Davidson, who was the county clerk in Alameda County and had been the first African-American elected official across all of Alameda County. And he took a liking to me. He and his wife took a liking to me and my wife. We didn't know anybody in the Bay. We knew nobody. We knew one person in the Bay Area. And I think they felt sorry for us. So they said, why don't you come to some parties? So I went to a bunch of parties, and I met pretty much all the politicians. And next thing I know, I'm running the voter registration drive for the Jackson campaign. Then I'm the lawyer for the nuclear free zone. And you know, 2.5 years after being in Oakland, I'm walking door to door to run for city council. It just kind of happened. It wasn't a plan. If I had planned to be in politics, the last place you'd come to is California, where there's a million politicians and all of this intricacy. You'd go someplace wide open, like
Montana,
Wyoming,
yeah,
and Vermont, and someplace, I don't know, someplace like that. But it's been fun. There's a lot of chance in life, isn't there?
We're speaking with John Russo. He's presently the city attorney of the city of Oakland, and he's looking to become assemblyman from what district?
It's the 16th. It's
16th district.
Most of Oakland, all of Alameda, and all of the city of Piedmont.
And he's here keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
John, you've been in the newspaper most recently, closing liquor stores.
Yeah.
Putting people out of business.
Ooh. What do you mean closing liquor stores? Like he's there until closing time?
No.
I've done that
shutting
too. But...
shutting the liquor store.
No,
down
so shutting liquor
no
stores.
No sell.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Well, you know, we have the Neighborhood Law Corps. It's a program that I started in Oakland. We send these attorneys right out of law school, and we send them into the community, and they do these town hall meetings. And the single issue that, you know, the town hall meetings, people tell us, what do you want us to work on, as opposed to what the city hall want to work on? And the issue that comes up over and over again are what we call problem liquor stores. Now, I don't want to demonize, you know, I'm not here to, you know, talk about demon rum. I'm not against liquor stores. In fact, we need corner stores in most of West and East Oakland because the big boys, the Safeways, the Albertsons, ran screaming out of most of Oakland 35 years ago. So we need corner stores to be open late at night where people can, you know, pick up a quart of milk, some soda,
yeah,
diapers,
convenience
whatever.
Store.
We need those. But some of the stores actually have become a magnet for very deep antisocial behavior, criminal behavior. And in those instances, we approach the store owners and say, you need to put up better lighting. You need to take the plywood off of your windows so we can see what's going on inside the store. You need to stop selling crack pipes. You need to stop selling rolling papers. You need to kind of cooperate with us here for a while. And if they cooperate, it's not a problem. If they don't cooperate and we continue to have criminal activity taking place, in some instances where the store owners actually collaborate with the guys in front of the store, help them hide things, if that happens, we take their liquor license. And we've done it 7 times. And in some cases, one case, a great one, Al's Liquors in North Oakland, we took the liquor license and the fella changed his inventory, started selling fresh fruit and vegetables, and he told us he's making more money now because a lot of the good people in the neighborhood who used to be frightened to go into his store are willing to go there now. And it actually worked out as a, you know, to use the cliche, win-win for everybody. So we're not trying to shut down liquor stores. We're trying to turn these stores around because we need them. But we need them to be a positive thing in our community, not a problem.
You mean you object to people selling things to roll tobacco in and... pipes for people to smoke tobacco.
Yeah, no, I don't object to it, but I do object to when people sell little bud vases and say they're bud vases for flowers and we know that they're crack pipes. I object to that, and I object to staying open and selling fortified wines till 1 and 2 in the morning.
Are crack pipes inherently illegal?
No, they're not, but we can, as a condition, we can, if it becomes an attractive nuisance and brings criminal activity to the front of the store, and you got a bunch of antisocial behavior and people hassling women and folks can't walk by, yeah, we can sort of start conditioning
so
their operation.
So what does the store owner do if the conduct is outside on the sidewalks near his store?
Yeah,
what can he do? Does he have to invest in some private law enforcement personnel,
or security guards,
to run them away, or what does he do?
No, we don't expect the store or property owners to police the streets. That's not what we're looking for. We think, though, that there are certain conditions around the stores that are conducive to antisocial and criminal behavior, and we just want them to address those. It's mostly got to do with lighting and opening up the store and have it look as a different place, and it also has to do with the hours of operation and when they're going to be selling. We do expect them to some extent to call us if they need help. and to cooperate with the community, attend community meetings, and deal with those conditions. But we're not looking for vigilantism. That's not the way to go either.
Are there any subsidies provided any of these people for these store improvements you talked about, the lighting and the new windows?
Yeah.
Obviously, they put those plywood boards on their windows to keep people from breaking in and stealing.
Yeah, there's a panoply of programs that are available, both from the county and from the city. Facade improvements from the city. There's one store on Brook Street in East Oakland where the guy showed me. He had this whole display of fruits and vegetables, and he'd gotten the freezers through some help from the county. So, no, I mean, I want to be really clear. We're not trying to shut people down and just be tough with them. We're trying to help them. We want to turn these stores around so that they really will be a benefit to the community.
Is there any opportunity for store owners to seek increased patrol assistance from the law enforcement units of the city and have that also be a component of his or her attempt to comply with the desire for a facility in which ordinary people can use?
Not contractually, not where they can obligate us to do it, obviously, but part of the process through which the community organizes and asks our law corps lawyers to address this or that store or this or that slumlord nearly always comes hand in glove with a request and a political demand for more police, and usually they get it in those instances.
Guest here, John Russo, city attorney of Oakland and also running for assembly, state assembly in the 16th district, and we do extend on-the-air invitations to candidates in all districts as we're coming upon June 6th very rapidly now, and the primary elections where we'll narrow down the field and know who is going to be the candidate for which party and for which office very shortly. And John Russo, we also have the question of the University of California that we didn't get to, and some more on the NSA question that's going on today with the data mining being done by AT&T. It's 8:19, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Baskin-Robbins, it's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins Sundays. Between the ice cream and toppings, you've got lots of luscious choices. How will you decide? Here's a tip.
Or name the rugby players after an ice cream or topping, then wait for them to pile up. Chocolate syrup's all over chocolate chip with almond bits and cherry on top.
The Baskin-Robbins Sundae, a world of yummy choice.
Now sprinkles mixing it up with marshmallow.
Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is 4 times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer for just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with the install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Hello?
Honey, it's
It's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits eight.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Government is going to commercial companies like AT&T and requesting surveillance cooperation, according to what we know now, without warrants and without due process of law. The NSA and AT&T cut into the fiber optic network, the backbone of the internet, where all of the email and other internet traffic travels, and they siphoned it through a semantic filter from a company called Narus.
That's the voice of Evan Hansen, the editor-in-chief of Wired News, part of Wired Magazine, that were handed the 29 pages of documents, front-page news in the Chronicle today, if you want to check out the story. And as Mayor Brown is saying, a lot of people just glaze over on this whole issue. And it's not a big deal for them that their rights are being compromised, but it's something the NSA and the Patriot Act and domestic spying is on the agenda of our guest right now. John Russo, City Attorney of Oakland and candidate for the 16th Assembly in Oakland and Alameda, parts of Piedmont. Good morning again, and
morning.
Thank you for coming by. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Thanks for having me.
John, there is currently pending before the U.S. Senate the confirmation question of a fellow named Michael Hayden, General Michael Hayden, to be head of the CIA. I've asked this question of most Democrats that I've gotten a chance to talk to, and you are a registered Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do if you were faced with the issue of having to confirm or not confirm General Hayden based on the information that's currently out there? I'm fully aware that there might be many things said behind the closed doors, etc. But based upon the information that's been made public to date, as it has been so reported, what would you do with Michael Hayden's nomination as head of the CIA?
Well, I want to be honest with you. I don't know a whole lot about it. I've been in tunnel vision back in the East Bay, but
68 house parties, I would guess you have.
Yeah, I mean, it's education and healthcare, education and healthcare, education and healthcare. But I think the first issue that is of concern, and it's of concern in the wiretap questions as well, is the CIA a foreign or a domestic intelligence service for the United States? And so the dialogue I would want to explore if I were put into that fantasy position of being able to question somebody who is looking for confirmation to the CIA, the first thing I would want to know is what are the checks that will be in place to ensure that the CIA does not, in the pursuit of foreign intelligence, pursue those leads and become, in effect, a domestic spying organization working together with NSA and dealing with these other problems that we've been talking about this morning. That would be the first thing. Now, as far as who this guy is or what his history is, I have to confess I'm as ignorant as the next guy.
Well, he's a gentleman who's not really familiar with the tenets of the Fourth Amendment.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Kind of a little important piece of our culture, huh?
Probable cause.
Did he say that? I'm not. Oh, yeah?
No. He just said. He said probable cause is not in the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah. Oh, he said that.
Yeah. To a reporter.
Sorry. I shouldn't laugh. If it wasn't so sad, I wouldn't laugh.
I don't know.
Okay.
What kind of atmosphere, let's say you get elected to the Assembly, what kind of atmosphere do you expect you'll find up there?
Well, it won't be the way it was when Willie Brown was running the Assembly, that's for sure. And it's not going to be the same level of...
That's probably more democracy.
I
have to kiss the speaker's ring anymore.
Yeah, but
particularly based on where it was located at that time.
He takes it out of his back pocket now.
Look, I think, term limits and
Willie Brown was absolutely right about this. Term limits has created an institution where folks are no sooner learning where the restrooms are and how to get things done when they're already they're in a position where they have to figure out where their next seat is, and they're already compromised on their run. So we know that. And it becomes really important to send people to the legislature who have some experience in life already and some experience in getting things done in government. I believe you're looking at an institution that had difficulty. I mean, look at what happened this year. You had the governor, you had the president of the Senate, and you had the Speaker of the Assembly come out of the box in January for the first time since who knows when, all agreeing on what the number one issue was, infrastructure, because they all listen to your commercials, Will. That's
Thank
why.
You. That's why they should.
Infrastructure was number one, and they were agreed in principle that it should be paid through long-term bonds. We didn't have one group, the governor saying the most important thing is stopping undocumented workers, and the Democrats saying the most important thing is health care. They came out of the box agreeing. All they had to do was deliver their own parties to put, they didn't have to even decide it themselves, just to put it on the ballot for the public to decide it, and yet they couldn't get the deadline done. So what is the promise out there in this legislature without sending folks who can speak across the aisle? Who can retain their principles and yet try to frame issues in ways to speak across the aisle and get two-thirds of the vote. What are the opportunities here to get things done? I think it's a very challenging environment right now.
One that you're leaping into.
Because I think I can help, because I have experience that, and this is no knock on my colleagues who are running, I think they're all folks who want to do good things. But the most likely way to look at whether someone can get something done in the future is to look at what was their track record. When I was president of the League of California Cities, I had to work with folks, Republicans and Democrats, Coast and Valley, North and South, Red State California, Blue State California. I had to get an organization that was largely a paper tiger, and I think, you know, Willie Brown, you'll confirm, the League of Cities for many years was a nice lobbying organization, was able to get it turned around and get them into a position to actually pass a major reform to state local finance. So I think I have a good opportunity to get something done.
The voice you're hearing is that of John Russo, the city attorney of Oakland, California, right here on 960 The Quake, also a candidate for the California State Assembly, describing what he believes to be and will be the challenges he will face if and when he is elected to the California State Assembly on or about June 6th of this year in the primary election.
336 hours away.
Is that what you got? Is that what you're going to beat it out to be?
2 weeks.
John, you referenced in the off time when we were on a break there a moment ago that the issue of drugs in front of these liquor stores is one that has not been effectively addressed.
Yeah.
How would you, when you get to the State Assembly, how do you intend to try to put that knowledge to work to change the nature of drug enforcement in California to a more effective way?
Yeah, I think one of the things you do is you take the profit motive out of the drug trade, and prohibition clearly was a failure. The last time we had people and criminal organizations growing in the United States in our urban areas, and you had folks with, you know, Tommy guns. I don't know why they called them Tommy guns, why they couldn't be called Joey guns or something, but they had, you know, machine guns, and you
Thompson.
See the old movies.
Thompson,
that's
Thompson,
why, thank
machine.
You. Okay, as opposed to Giuseppe guns.
Yeah.
You know, in the 1920s, you had prohibition of alcohol. Didn't work. It didn't work. It's not to say alcohol is good or alcohol abuse is good. It just didn't work. And this war on drugs has now entrenched a number of interests that have an interest in continuing to feed young people through the system as fodder. It's a problem that ought to be medicalized, and I think that's the direction we should be pushing, is to acknowledge, frankly, that this system has failed and that it is driving a lot of young, particularly young men in places like East and West Oakland. It gives them an irrational, but in the long term, irrational alternative to what they should be doing. So I don't know. I think we ought to look at decriminalization and medicalization of the issue.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You got 2 weeks to the election. Great. Good luck, man.
I'm very excited about it.
336 hours, according to some.
Yes.
That's
true.
Actually, I think it's 340, 340 till the end, till the polls close.
I want to get one of those clocks, minutes to freedom.
Good to see you again, John Russo.
Nice to be here again. Thank you.
City attorney from Oakland, candidate in the 16th District for State Assembly here in California. And from
and
the 06, East Bay.
06, 06.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to check out right now, take care of a bit of business in our next guest, the unforgettable, forgetful moments in history. The author of that book will be joining us, Tom Friedman. 8:32, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
960 The Quake. Great progressive talk and your ticket to the best music ever made. Steely Dan.
Are you reeling in the east? Stowing away the time.
Steely Dan with special guest Michael McDonald at Shoreline, July 25th.
Go back, Jack, do it again.
Listen to call in and win your tickets all this week from 960 The Quake.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
836, this report brought to us by Kaiser Permanente. Fairfield, bad crash, 80 westbound before Travis. Big rig and three other cars crash, blocking half the freeway. Crews are on their way and the tanker could be leaking. That means a hazmat truck and that means more bad times out there. We'll keep you updated. 24 eastbound, right before you get to the Morago off-ramp near the Arinda exit. Injury accident now on the shoulder. Looks like a mobile home flipped on its roof. Flatbed big rig blocking the entire westbound lanes of 12 westbound before Red Top Road. Metering lights on, stop and go up to the maze, and the 880 overcross is where your backup is. Live every day like you mean it. Physical activity in any form, from gardening to golfing to swimming, great for helping to prevent heart disease and obesity. Don't wait, get a move on today, because Kaiser Permanente wants you to thrive. 836, here's what's happening on 960 The Quake. Lloyd Benson, who represented the state of Texas in Congress for 28 years and served as President Clinton's first Treasury Secretary, has passed. According to his family, Benson was also the 88th vice presidential nominee. He died at his home in Houston. His distinguished political career took him from the humble beginnings of a country office in the 1940s to 6 years in the U.S. House, 22 in the Senate, and 2 in the Clinton cabinet. Benson ran for vice president as Michael Dukakis' running mate in 1988. During that campaign, he made the famous statement during the vice presidential debate with Dan Quayle, saying, "You're no Jack Kennedy." Lloyd Benson was 85. Walmart versus Hercules, one of the most popular retailers on earth, wants to build a super box in that town, but the city doesn't want it. The council will decide whether to use the power of eminent domain to take 17 acres of land that Walmart wants. This is somewhat unprecedented. City leaders contend Walmart will simply eradicate local businesses if they're allowed to set up shop in Hercules. That would be one really big shop. Walmart execs say the action will ultimately be bad for the city, depriving it of much-needed tax money. Vice President Dick Cheney in San Diego today for a fundraising luncheon to benefit Brian Bilbray. He's the candidate for Congress in the San Diego district, once represented by Duke Cunningham. It appears that a law that would have closed part of JFK Drive and Golden Gate Park to cars on Saturdays is a vote shy of the two-thirds majority it would need to override Gavin Newsom's veto. It looks like the cars, for now, stay. And Charles Gibson has been named the new anchor of ABC's World News Tonight. The announcement comes from the network's website. Elizabeth Vargas is taking maternity leave, and Bob Woodruff, still recovering from his injuries in Iraq, won't be back for a while. Quake weather, a little scattered rain in the North Bay to get the day started. It'll be partly sunny around the Bay. Highs today in the 60s and 70s. I'm John Scott. Now, it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
8:39, and I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst, and we're at the Hotel Vitale, the corner of Mission and Barcadero, where you can drop by and have coffee, and we got a guy here on wireless right now. I don't know if it's being routed through a closet on Folsom Street, but it could be.
Hey, well, he's got your computer.
He's got the same one, yeah, the same model. Now, one of the things that have been pointed out in emails that we've gotten in is that, and one of the things pointed out in the story, is that one of the things that this tap into the fiber optics that's been going on can slow down the net traffic. It can make it less productive in terms of speed. So if you've experienced slowdowns in emails, this could be part of the problem.
Yeah, because there's a dilution when they apply, when they attach a splitter to it.
Dilutes the signal. We're all been freedoms are being diluted and the signal's being diluted. All happens at the same time.
Bush is not a uniter. He's a diluter. He's a decider and a diluter.
President Bush, we can't get away from him.
He's a diluter. I like that.
I wish we could. I loved his exchange.
We only got 2.5 more years, man.
The exchange with Al Gore.
I'm not going to read your book.
He's not going to see the movie. He said, "I doubt it," when they asked him if he's going to see An Inconvenient Truth. And then he actually added on some other things about...
Maybe he's afraid that it has
gases. Subtitles. So we're going to just set aside the evidence on greenhouse gases. Just set it aside. Because we're going to be doing things. Technology is going to save us. That's basically what he said.
Well, actually, that could happen. We might reach a tipping point, however.
Before technology saves us.
Yeah.
And you were mentioning the hurricanes, and the hurricanes getting more intense. And we do have the NOAA, that's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Uh-huh.
That names the hurricanes. Hurricane Debby. And our emailer here, David, says, "I can see the headlines now of Hurricane Debby washes over Dallas."
Debbie does salads. Very good, buddy.
Paul's getting better. Yeah. He's going back in history. Recorded in his old days.
Actually, they have the hurricane names for about 15, up until the year 2011.
Women only.
No. Not anymore.
No, but I mean, at one time they were.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're talking about the fact that they've now named them through 2011. Yes, they have. But those names could be changed. If you change administrations, you may get an opportunity to change the names of all of the storms and the hurricanes and all the other things that occur, because they're not, you know, like put in law.
Well, here in 2006, the W is William. 2007, it's Wendy. 2008, it's Wilfred. 2009, it's Wanda. 2010, it's Walter. And 2011, it's Whitney. So that's just the W's, but they change. They get them named all the way up to 2011.
It's interesting.
But you're not a William, are you?
You focused on one name.
Well, yeah, mine is this year. There's a Debbie and a William in 2006.
I mean, you all the way through, though.
I didn't want to do all 26.
You wanted to see whether or not they were going to repeat in your honor?
Actually, no, they do repeat. Not the Atlantic names, but there are some. There's Eastern, North Pacific names, and these lists are recycled every 6 years. So these are totally different. Eastern, North Pacific, that would be us.
If Katrina had been somewhere here, that name, 6 years from now, 2012, we could have Katrina coming back by.
No, that's the Atlantic names. I think they get Atlantic.
But I simply said if.
Oh, yeah, if we had a Katrina on the West Coast, on the Eastern North Pacific, as we're called.
6 years from now, yes. We have that same person.
Well, they also retire hurricanes. Like, they retired Betsy because she was so brutal. Betsy was brutal. And I'm pretty sure they retired Katrina.
Yes. There will never be another Hurricane Katrina.
But so that's your aspiration if you're a hurricane, to get your name retired, as opposed to your number.
And the only way you could do that, obviously, is to break the record of your predecessor.
Right, right.
So anybody that... I'll take this up with the mayor of New Orleans. I'm going to see him next week.
Mr. Nagin? Oh, really?
I'm seeing Ray Nagin next week.
Where?
U.S. Conference of Mayors is holding its annual meeting in Las Vegas. And I am the moderator for a panel on urban poverty. All of the mayors throughout the country will
be
there.
When is it?
It starts on the 2nd. It's the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th of June.
2nd is a Friday.
That's a Friday. That's when I'm chairing the panel, and I don't think I'll be at work here. I won't be broadcasting on that day because I think the panel chair occurs at the same time. Or the panel moderator job occurs at the same time.
Right.
So it should be... It should be interesting, though. They have all those mayors there. I'm looking forward, frankly, to meeting the new mayor of Newark, New Jersey, a young fellow about the age of our mayor, Gavin Newsom, named Cory Booker, a Rhodes Scholar, who came back and won the second time out. He'd been defeated the first time by Sharp James, the legendary long time
Sharp
mayor.
James, what a great name for a politician.
Well, and so Cory Booker is now the new mayor there. I'm also looking forward to seeing... the re-elected mayor of the city of Detroit, Kwame Kirkpatrick, who has been vilified by everybody under the sun, but who won re-election just as Brother Nagin won re-election. Then I'm going to try to host a dinner for Gavin Newsom, Antonio Villaraigosa, and those two mayors. Because that's the next generation, in my opinion, of people you're going to hear about over the next 10 years.
That's all happening in Las Vegas.
That's all happening in Las Vegas, and my friend Oscar Goodman, the mayor of Las Vegas, is the host. And I think I'm having lunch with him one day when I'm there.
On 960 The Quake, we have a couple of minutes left in the segment. We finally got our guest on the line. The most unforgettable, forgetful moments in history, and Tom Friedman, Peabody Award-winning producer and author of this new book. Good morning, and welcome to 960 The Quake.
Thanks. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Friedman. And what is your book about?
Well, it's about senior moments, those annoying memory lapses. And I have a terrible memory, so I decided I would look and find out what powerful, famous, rich, brilliant people and
you have in common.
Things. Now, I am not powerful, famous, rich, or brilliant, so I figured if Albert Einstein could forget stuff and have senior moments, then why couldn't I?
Well, Tom, this is Willie Brown. Let me ask you, the senior on this group, let me ask you, why do you call it senior moments?
Well, that's what most people call them. Partly because baby boomers who thought that they would never get old are starting to get worried.
Well, our mantra is, you know, our mantra is, we'll never be as old as our parents were when they were our age.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Now, Jimmy Carter had one of these forgetful moments in history.
Yeah, this was a particularly interesting, funny, and a little scary one. Now, a military officer follows around every president, and he carries a special briefcase made of titanium.
Called the football.
Yeah. And inside of the code needed to launch a nuclear missile strike. But the president also has his own authenticator ID. It's a fail-safe mechanism. Now, his code has to be used with those other launch codes. Unless, of course, he's forgotten where he put it, like Jimmy Carter. He left it in the pocket of his suit, which was then sent to be dry cleaned. Now, fortunately, there was no missile attack that day, so we all survived.
It's in the pocket of my brown slacks.
So, in this book that you've done, you have researched and found examples of famous people having senior moments. How about somebody from the entertainment world? Do you have anything in your book that reflects that?
Oh, sure.
Give us one.
There's one about Marilyn Monroe that's my favorite one. She was shooting a scene for the movie Some Like It Hot.
Mm-hmm.
So first she entered a room, then she walked over to a dresser. Next she looked through all the drawers. When she found a bottle of whiskey in one of them, she was supposed to ask for a drink. But she forgot the line 52 times in a row. So the director, Billy Wilder,
hence the term,
as opposed to strangling her, put the line on pieces of paper and put one piece in each drawer. Well, that was sensible. Then came the ultimate senior moment. When she came into the room, she went to the wrong piece of furniture. Now, I call that a classic.
We're speaking to Thomas Friedman. He is the author of the book, The 1,000 Most Unforgettable Senior Moments in History, of which we can only remember 247. It's available at Workman, and great good luck with the book, Mr. Friedman.
And one more, though. I love the one about Oprah. You want to give us that one quickly?
Oh, yeah. Well, in the film The Color Purple, the character played by Oprah is knocked unconscious with a gun. Okay, she falls to the ground, and as she's lying there, a puff of wind lifts up her dress. Oprah, being modest, quickly pushes the dress down with her hand, completely forgetting that she's supposed to be unconscious.
Did that stay in the movie?
Yeah.
A double senior moment, that and the continuity director. Thank you, Tom Friedman, for joining us on The Quake this morning.
And we're going to read your book.
On 960, the What Would Willie Do segment is next. Progressive Talk Radio, The Quake.
Would you like to sing?
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Now through May 28th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed
Internet, you get instant access to free features like The Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed Internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
So I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smash and Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
You're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
WWWD, what would Willie do on 960 The Quake?
Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
We ask a question of the mayor right out of the news. David in San Francisco is on the phone, and he'll ask the question directly here and maybe even have his own answer. Good morning, David. You're on The Quake with Willie Brown.
Yeah, morning, Will. I noticed about 6 months ago that the security agencies, I believe it was the pension fund for all of the spies of America, someone had stolen the laptop and gotten all of the spies' data. And then just the other day, we learned that all of the U.S. military pensioners have lost all of their data to these to this sort of loss of a laptop. And now with the NSA spying, the fear is that they're not just turning it into spying on all of us, but that organized crime is getting hold of this, or we're all going to get junk mail because they're spying on us. And I wonder, what would Willie do?
I don't believe in keeping records that are available to be stolen to begin with. I think that we have all become so addicted to the idea of easy access, quick access to information by way of the internet and the computer systems. We have lost the understanding that anything that you put in a record in any place can be excerpted, taken by people for whatever purposes they deem appropriate. I think that, unfortunately for us, there is not much Willie or anybody else could do because we're just so there. Some of my employees to date, I can ask them a simple question, a question that I would have been required to have to answer in school without ever looking at any notes, and they quickly go to their computer and pull up the answer. It can be a simple thing like an address. It can be a simple thing like a name. It can be it's just a simple thing that you as a kid would have had 40 or 50 years ago drilled into your head on an ongoing basis. We've done the same thing with government. We've literally put tons of information in harm's way for anyone who might wish to tap on it in the interests of utilizing technology, in the interests of trying to be perfect and accurate, when in fact we're running the risk of a constant invasion of our privacy by unwanted telephone calls, unwanted solicitations, all based upon information we have supplied. What would Willie do? I'd urge you to supply as little information to anybody as possible, and particularly your wife.
So mum's the word.
Absolutely.
I guess so.
And as Ben Franklin said, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, David, in San Francisco. And an emailer, we had emails and callers who are really concerned that people don't seem to care about this, as this email from Terry puts it. Overturning the American Revolution by shredding the Constitution, when King George the Wicked says it's just a goddamn piece of paper, he was talking about his particular annoyance, the Fourth Amendment. And she finds that people she's talking to are nearly crazed with rage about what's going on, the old yellow dog Dem types. But she says perhaps, or he, as being Terry, perhaps the lack of concern you hear is expressed by younger people who no longer distinguish between the public from the private, who have loud cell phone chats about their sex lives, custody battles, drug deals, hemorrhoids, and herpes or whatever. Nothing is private, needing protection. I think of Stalin and Hitler spitting in their graves with envy. The ability to know exactly where everyone is at all times and who they are talking to and what they're talking about, how simple it will be to round us up. That's from Terry, emailed to Will and Willie at thequakeradio.com.
It's funny because liberals are starting to have the same concerns that the right-wing National Rifle Association members have.
And even one of our conservative Republican listeners, long time, says the same thing. He's fearful about what's going on. Mm-hmm. Not so much a return to a Nazi Germany type of situation, but the fall of the Roman Empire.
I'm telling you, they're in a distinct minority. The public is not terribly concerned.
Right.
Because, as has been indicated repeatedly, they know they have nothing to hide. So what if you check me out? I'm clean.
We'll keep it going in the next hour. Keep it real with Willie. Willie on the Quake.
Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
2006 is the year of the Quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, the Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble.